Dirty party.
Birds in the trap, yeah, trying to stink man up.
Oiled up with all those thousand bottles of baby oil in the Diddy Party freak off.
Bro's got liters of shit.
Bro's probably got a mega liter. How much water, how much oil is inside of a...
How do you press play?
I don't fucking know. It would be helpful to the thing because I remember all the field trip was recorded on your mic.
Really?
All the field trip?
It looked fucking like it.
Huh.
Take her on a field trip.
Yeah, tweak some...
Bro got that shit caught on him.
How do I tweak? Wait, I have to...
So I'm three. This is number three.
Yeah, I'm in your ears.
Get him out of here.
You're gonna be number one.
What do you mean numbers? The numbers, Mason. What do they mean?
Yeah. So the one closest to Mitchell is one, then two, then three.
Okay. What about number four?
Yeah. When the light's on, you can
there's,
tell.
There's not a fourth mic.
Sigma. It says Sigma when I
when
speak.
You want Sigma to wait, go. You don't want it to be solid. You want it to be like flashing.
Flashing.
If
lights.
It's solid, it's also picking up the aircon.
Oh, I see. What? Wait, why is it
so we want to get it as close to loud as possible without hearing. Can you hear the aircon?
Close.
Or can you only hear the speaking?
Well, I fucking can hear him saying boomba clap.
Yeah, so that's fine. It'll only come through when we're talking.
Wait.
I don't think it can hear the aircon.
I don't think so, but I think I can hear it like outside of the headset, which is a weird...
Yeah. Yeah.
Is a baby bottle of baby oil 300 mils?
Hey, buddy. I'm not Johnson & Johnson. How the fuck am... Hey,
well, Siri. Okay, so there was 1,000 bottles of baby oil?
How many liters is in a baby bottle of baby oil?
Like liter gallon tubs.
You can buy it in like, you know, the water coolers.
Yeah. You can buy lube by the gallon.
Okay, so the average baby oil bottle is 200 to 500 mils.
Now look up the average Diddy baby bottle.
Over 1,000 bottles found at Diddy's house.
So that's a quarter of a megaliter.
Kegs?
That's so many.
250.
Sure, you just buy a keg of baby oil and just go for it.
A keg?
This guy's a freak.
You know you can buy oil barrel drums of lube?
Wait, but yeah.
You've seen like the fucking reel on Instagram where it's like the amount of lube you can get and it gets to, like the industrial fucking
container. Yeah, you can get
why
like...
Why did he just have that?
Cause lube
is that for farms and horses and shit?
It's industrial.
I
think it's for machinery.
No, machinery. Have you not seen how
much
lube
they also buy horse lube. Horse lube's a thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, for every animal gets
fucked. Yeah, actually, yeah, that's also, isn't it, wouldn't industrial, the ones you use on machine would be different. Yeah.
No, it's not really. Like, it's just WD-40,
isn't it? One's grease-based, one's water-based.
You can fuck with grease-based.
Yeah, I know, but does a machine fuck with water-based lube?
No, because it would rust.
Yeah.
So
I'm saying that there's a difference between industrial lube and the...
Yeah, but the big gallons isn't fucking water-based lube. I can tell you that right now.
I think you can buy a couple gallons of water-based lube.
No, but what he's talking about is like servo truck tanker full. Like, you know when that shit's loading up the oil, the petroleum into the servo? That's what he's talking about.
We
should get a Hoover Dam level of lube for Diddy's freak-offs.
Like, why would you start up oil tanker?
Yeah, but a lube tanker.
Hoover Dam.
If you haven't figured it out yet, me and one other person are swapping a mic in between every time.
So you'll never hear it.
Why don't you guys just kiss or something?
No, because the ISO on it, we would actually be kissing for it to both pick us up at the same time.
Welcome back to episode 36 of the Prime Meats podcast.
Damn.
No one cracked a bottle.
Can you get me a beer?
Crack a bottle. Let your body waddle.
I don't
act like a snobby model. You just hit the lotto.
We have two guests.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, do it. He's grabbing a can of baby lube. I mean, oil.
What did you just say, brother?
Yeah. Give him the 500 mil Summersby.
Could you hold the mic for me?
That did pick it up. That's quite nice.
It got it.
There's a nice clean crack.
Well, we haven't fucked it since the beginning, have we?
No.
Yeah, no.
What do you mean? Like I was talking about baby oil?
No, cracking the can.
No, we've only fucked it up
first
on, like,
one.
The first one.
The first, because we were like, how do we do this? And then we figured it out.
We did it simply too close. But that was also close, but these are different microphones. Yeah.
Different quality.
We have a recurring guest back on the show.
Sadly.
Riley.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Chewy.
I wasn't informed of him on it. I was just telling
him. We literally talked about this.
That's right. Never did.
We were also planning it in the group chat you were in.
Yeah, you never explicitly said,
like
Riley, you want to be on the episode?
Hey, that's right. They don't like
me. We've been saying it for weeks. You're the...
I don't like this guy.
Play Clash
of
Clans.
How many beer have you had today?
I've had none. I've had one.
One singular beer.
This guy's tweaking.
I swear.
I didn't want to be here anyway.
Anyway, and new guest. First timer. We're taking his podcast virginity.
Well, someone's got to do it at some point.
Hey, it could have been Diddy.
We're going to have an alpha male podcast episode today.
Full testosterone.
We're going to talk about sexism and bigotry.
Wait.
I don't know how your ratings are going to go with that, but...
Wait, when are we getting women on the show, guys? Come on.
We have women asking to be on the show.
Yeah, but who wants to hear
women
speak?
We have lots of women wanting to be on the show.
No, he's saying that.
Lots of women want to be on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of women.
Okay.
Actually, I'm
he's
not even
downplaying it. There are women. He's
there are women who want Mitchell.
Yeah, we know that's a... Yeah, what about
why was that worded?
At some point, we got to start ticking the boxes for inclusivity.
Yeah, I think it's only been white people. Other than me, obviously.
No. Mitchell.
Mitchell is the whitest person I know.
That's
dude,
crazy.
I said fuck mewing and then I did the thing with my eye yesterday. And I was
you
like...
You made an Asian joke.
Yeah, I
think that's
did,
allowed.
But I've never seen it before.
That's like
it
me
was,
calling Ryan
hey.
Cracker. That's all right.
Is this boring for you?
I said
is this
you
boring?
I said
is this
you
boring?
This was
you.
Is this boring? Is this you boring? Are you getting on Clash of Clans or record?
Wait, the boring company?
Is she boring
Elon Musk.
Bro's pulling out his cock.
Shut up.
Bro's opening his cock on the audio file.
Audio phone. Audio.
So, Playboi Carti dropped a feature today. It's the first Playboi Carti song that I've enjoyed.
I fuck with it.
Earthquake doesn't count.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. That is literally...
Doesn't.
How does it not count? Why does it not count?
Here's like 10 to 20% of that song. Here's at least half of the song that came out with Weekend.
Yeah, but
Lipa, I think... Trying to do more with her than just a feature.
Yeah, but I think like...
He is a lot more a part of the song.
He is very
that one. He's
on
Earthquake.
Drew like that one. Drew like that one.
Earthquake.
He is. I think he is a large cultivator as to why Earthquake was popular, because everyone is like, "What is this little fucker saying, bro?
what is bro saying?" I didn't even know that was.
He mentions Bad Baby or whatever he says.
He talks about Woe Vicky.
And it's even finally another song where you can actually hear what he's saying instead of just fwer.
Wah.
Opium gang. Yeah. Opium house. Fwer.
Is opium washed? Is opium washed?
Is opium
I don't know.
Washed?
Ask the Chinese. They were fucking stuck with it for years on end, bro.
Yeah, and then they got the British hooked on it too.
No, other way around. British got them hooked on it.
The British got them hooked
on it. Yeah, the British were like, we want your labor and all your resources. And
is
so like here's this cool drug so you do nothing.
Is it like what they did with crack?
Yeah, it's like the CIA putting in crack into
black
neighborhoods. Is that what Reaganomics is?
I mean, it's more than that, but yes. Yeah. To boil it down into a shitty term.
What is Australia going to... Oh, we had that with ice. Or was ice just...
We just have that with onions and Tony Abbott.
Ooh.
What the hell?
Ooh.
That's such...
Hey, wait till
are you good?
Dude, onions and Tony... Yeah, my calf just, you know.
That shit feeling different?
Is this my boring to you, Mitchell? Is this boring?
Is it
no,
boring?
I was just looking at the time. So
it's
know,
if it's a
is this boring you, Troy?
Because we have exactly yeah, 1 hour bit. Before this guy has to leave.
Hey, give Troy the mic. Give Troy the mic.
And we all have to vacate the premises.
Yeah, I do.
We don't
I do
have
need to
vacate.
Go out for yeah. Well, you do.
No,
just let us lock the door behind us.
I think. Ooh. I think we get
hard play. We're not the other friend
we
in
get
the group
Papa
that
Fuzz.
You don't trust.
We get Papa Fuzz in
who's
here for
the
last.
Friend?
10
We've
minutes.
Had this. Well, I'm not gonna name them.
No, name them.
No, let's play this little game. One time we were like,
wait,
"Can
I
we please use
it.
Your room for something?" And then you'll get home from work, and then we can all hang out together and watch the footy or some shit.
This is true.
And then you said, "I would, but blank is there." You said this.
Was that Carl?
Wait. No, it wasn't Carl.
No. I forgot who this was as well. Wait,
yeah,
we're playing a game together.
Corey.
No. And we're just going for the laundry list of friends
like
he doesn't trust.
Two that I can't
wait.
Think of.
There was.
To be fair,
I actually wouldn't trust both of
you. I know who it is. I know who it is. Math.
No, it wasn't.
Matthew's like the only person I would trust in here by himself.
What about me?
Yeah, but that's because... No, I wouldn't trust Matthew anyway, bro.
No, I trust Matthew.
Matthew is like
Matthew would start
joking
and shit, bro.
Yeah, Matthew
so would
is
you.
Like the Diddy of the group.
You'd be doing like crazy in the corner.
No, I wouldn't be. I'd just be chilling.
If he had a
have
JD
you seen
model.
That guy when his head's polished? I definitely wouldn't trust him.
Yeah, true God.
Yeah,
Matthew's
ball and ball.
Fucking swirling.
Okay, real
the
shit, I would just be in here recording vocals
yeah,
for
that
songs.
Would be different.
I don't want Vin Diesel or Bruce Willis in the house, bro. Like,
but it's about family.
Iron deficient Vin Diesel. May I remind you?
Yeah. I would just be in here recording vocals. It was Zane. You're like Zane would be there, and then you're like no because of that.
Yeah, but that's kind of base. I watched Zane.
Yeah, because he's been in here unsupervised before at a Ziggerberger end up in my wall.
In your what? Yeah, do you mean
like,
in
like
your
oh, sorry, that's not called, in my wall, but like on my wall, just like rubbed all over the wall.
That's called avant-garde
and
art installation.
Hey, bro, let Picasso
and another
got
event.
Shut down as
wait,
well.
You were in here when the Zinger Burger happened.
And another
you
event.
Were in here when the Zinger Burger got.
No, I wasn't in here.
Wait, oh, were you pissing?
Okay, but
no, I was out here with the rest of the party.
What's worse?
You weren't here.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah,
this was
right.
A couple
wait,
of
I
years
need,
ago.
I need Drew's opinion. Drew, if you're in the house, right, it's your room. Would you rather a Zinger Burger on your wall or a flamethrower being touted around like it's fucking nothing?
Depends how big the flamethrower is.
Okay, it's like
burger.
A Glen 20 can a, and yeah. A lighter.
Wait, this is...
Oh, look.
Because both of these
is
have happened.
Easy to clean up. It's better than a fucking house yeah. Getting torched.
And then if you were to defend yourself, would you pick up like, I don't know, a bit of metal, or would you grab like a really flammable piece of cloth to hold it over in front of you as someone has a flamethrower? Just a query.
Was it not well, a pizza
like box?
Box
is gonna
no,
catch
on
no fire.
He was lighting the pizza box on fire,
let's
and then
not forget
Ryan...
about thermal conductivity. That metal's gonna get hot pretty quick.
Yeah, but
real,
rather...
real engineering thinking.
That's right. That was what we're scared of. I had the blanket,
brother, and he pulled up a blanket. He pulled
yeah,
up the most
bro,
flammable,
I was scared.
Like a fleece blanket.
You were just walking around with it, ready to torch someone.
That wasn't me.
Oh, it was Corey.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Was
that
after you did the Corey episode?
No,
it was a different time.
Because Corey episode was with Levi.
Yeah, this
and
is
Levi's
just different
no longer
time.
With us.
And
he didn't
died.
Die, he's just in Rockhampton.
Levi
that's
went
to
Rockhampton.
And that's
when Mitchell invited Corey to sleep at my house without telling me.
Yes, Mitchell said, Corey,
I had also
sleep
thought
here.
That I'd asked you about that.
You definitely hadn't.
Like
was it
you,
fine?
Like how you asked for me to be on the podcast?
Yeah.
Bro, you were in the group chat where no, I asked.
Hey, it's still like that.
No, what was it? No, the Corey thing was me trolling. His like problem was that he would have to work in the morning and we would have to sleep on the floor. And I was just trying to organize it, and I was like, yeah, sure.
Organize it without the owner.
Yeah, without telling me.
Yeah, I was meant to tell you, and I had forgotten entirely.
Okay, this guy's... And then he brought it up, and I just looked at him like... And then he looked at Mitchell, was like, Mitchell didn't tell you, did he?
That's so awesome.
I had raw forgotten to. Was this after we got off a plane?
Yes.
That is probably why
we'd spend the week in Melbourne.
Wait, what did you do on the plane there?
I'd gotten on the plane raw.
We witnessed a fight almost break out next
Yeah, we witnessed a fight. That's an old story, though. You can go check that one out.
The start of the fight.
I think it said that episode was with Corey. Yeah, it was.
Wait,
yeah.
So all of us here are going to Travis Scott, right?
What the fuck is this, man? All of us here are going to Dua Lipa.
All of us are going to Ski Mask.
It's not fun when it's on me.
All of us are going to JPEG Mafia.
Anytime the sheet comes through.
Only you two gone JPEG?
Yeah.
I'm looking
we're going
to start a fight in Bribbon.
Or, no,
or
I
do you
feel like the
to?
Melbourne Ski Mask is where we're
Melbourne Ski Mask, a fight will inevitably
I think a fight in the Dua Lipa Bosch pit. Just start punching.
What I was
going
to say is because we're going, not you, Mitchell, we're going to Travis Scott. If the opportunity arises to get into the mosh pit, are we going?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
So when I went to Kendrick, we were very much seated positions, but the stairs into the mosh was open. No security guards, nothing. Like, there's people down there, but they'd let anyone walk in.
That's kind of troll.
Yeah, but that was also in Brisbane. And
But it was a stadium. Was it a stadium concert?
It was a stadium. It wasn't Suncorp.
They were strict about that for the Post Malone Red Hot
Chili
Peppers.
Yeah, they were
strict
about that.
They didn't let you get in the mosh.
They were manned.
Yeah,
and
they were
pulling people out like fish.
And they were checking people and they were like, oh,
fish in the barrel.
Get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I left that concert early.
Why?
Because Red Hot Chili Peppers were just playing just there.
Oh, Posty opened for them, which was kind of crazy.
Of old bands
becoming
good. Linkin Park now would actually be kind of heat. With that new female, rest in peace, Chester killed himself, Bennington. But that new chick would be kind of fire.
That's a crazy way to say his name.
So did the lead singer go?
Oh, he went.
Yeah, and then so he's been...
opted to exit stage left, one may
yeah,
say.
Yeah, he left the band. But,
oh, Jesus.
And now there's a girl.
Yeah, and she's actually really fine.
And she cooked. And
have they done the thing where they're on the top of the pyramid and they're singing In the End?
Do you know what? Do you know why I brought this up? Is because at work we play like have music videos on the TV playing, and that was the first time I'd ever seen the Linkin Park. I was tweaking.
Bro starts rapping on top of the pyramid.
And I was like, and then it cuts to the old mate, fucking like Teabag and a Pharaoh.
Yeah.
Wait, who's the rapper on Linkin
Park?
Yeah,
it starts tweaking.
Who's the verse in the end?
It's Chester though.
But yeah, the new Linkin Park song "Heavy as the Crown," League of Legends song.
Fucking Gremlin.
Yeah.
It's kind of gas.
Kind of guy.
Who's going to win Worlds? Mike Shinoda. That's the rapper on top
of
the
pyramid.
Yeah, wait. Isn't that a song? My Shinoda.
My Shinoda. You reckon that's one of those songs that was stolen from African Americans?
A lot was stolen. I think a lot was stolen.
A lot of the
generation. Number one.
The tide is high.
What? We're on different wavelengths, buddy. I said the generation was stolen, and you said that.
Oh, I was
different.
Actually just listening songs.
True. What is your thoughts on this?
I think Paul McCartney and John Lennon stole a lot as well. So did Elvin Presley. Did I miss something?
Elvis Presley.
Elvin Presley.
They're yapping to each other. They're playing Chinese whispers. Sorry, Mitch, I didn't mean that.
Is this directed at me? You're looking at me while you're saying.
Yeah, it's directed at you.
What? I don't give a fuck.
Nah, I'm not saying it.
Why? You call me Gook all the time.
Jesus Christ. The mic is put away.
He has nothing to
it's
say.
It's like Chester Bennington.
I just refuse to accept these claims. What you say about me.
You'll like get two beers in you and then you'll be like, I call that.
Comments regarding to that topic.
I call you that all the time, you Gook.
We got Ryan's
lawyer. And I'll just
lawyer.
Be like, whatever. And then Ben will be like, little chinky boy. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool too.
Yeah, we should fucking kill Ben.
Yeah, so a different conversation of topic is that was all hypothetical as well.
The tide is high. So what were you whispering to each other about, your pussies?
A different topic.
What did he say, Troy?
No, that was about the Ben.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. Have you seen the new John Wick trailer with Ana de Armas?
There's another John Wick movie?
Yeah, it's called John Wick Ballerina. It's about like...
Is that the same chick that was in that other movie with him?
I still never watched the last John Wick
movie.
No.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, you are correct. I thought you were going to say Ruby Rose.
She was the blonde one?
I don't know. She's the brown hair one.
Yeah, she was the blonde one.
No, she's the brown hair one.
No, she changes
her color.
Have
you seen the thing for Eden, which has Sydney Sweeney, was her name? And
I don't think I've seen a Sydney Sweeney.
It's like the top three. They're all in the one movie.
Wait, who?
And
oh,
Ana de Armas
as
well.
Yeah. What is it called?
That is a crazy movie.
Wait, hold on. What are the three? Sydney Sweeney, Ana de Armas.
Sydney Sweeney, Ana de Armas, and Vanessa Kirby.
Oh, I thought you said Jeanette McCurdy.
Oh, yeah, the chick from Mission
Fast and
Impossible.
Furious and that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What's it called?
I think it's Eden or something.
Eden. Nope.
I'm really excited for Mickey 17.
What is that? It's like...
Bong Joon-ho.
What is it about an immortal guy?
No, it's about the government makes people constantly revive themselves, right? Like if you die, you get your cells get replanted over here.
So why
right?
do they keep...
And so it's to test the human limits of death is the idea. But then when he gets duplicated, like he dies but doesn't. And so there's two of him. And so they have to kill both of him. And it's about him trying to live. It's kind of a gas.
More entertainment news. You know how that Assassin's Creed game was coming out?
Mm.
Now that Ghost of Tsushima 2 has been announced coming out, they've delayed the Assassin's Creed game.
Yeah, good.
To not come out at the same time.
Yeah, but Ghost of Tsushima fucking 2.
So first move,
well,
first
Ghost
game.
Of,
so
what's it called?
Ghost of Yotai.
Yeah.
Ghost of Yotai.
That it's getting fucking flamed on because it's a female samurai. Like it's getting the same hate that Assassin's Creed was getting because it was a black samurai and it's a female samurai.
I know if it's anything close to Ghost of Tsushima, bro, shit was lit. That is such a good game.
It's gonna be geek.
I'm also kind of keen for Assassin's Creed, that new one. I'm kind of keen for it.
Yeah, it's someone's a shell corporation.
Hey, bro, I don't care if it's good, I'll play it.
Yeah, average Call of Duty fan.
What the hell?
Oh, wait, I feel like it's different.
No, I feel like the Assassin's Creed haven't been different since, like, Valhalla.
Yeah, but it's still cool.
Valhalla's
though.
Really good. If it's like Valhalla, I'll play it.
If. That's like me saying, if it's like Black Ops 2, I'll play it.
Yeah, because it's a game
if,
you like.
If we ever, if we ever reach that shit. Like, you can't hit the peak again, you know what I mean?
Black Ops 6 is really fun, the beta.
Yeah, I mean, I hope the zombies is just as good, but we'll find out.
This guy's a little zombies nerd.
Dude, I want to play Gangplank.
I actually
you were definitely watching fucking Syndicate.
I wish to play Gangplank.
That is
That was
gross.
Feral on the mic.
All right, so that one, the one that you use at your desk, is now going to smell like Riley breath forever.
Breath.
Oh, God damn it.
Mike Shinoda.
I mean, if you swap the
I've
foams
spat
around,
on that
mic
so much, so...
Oh, lucky my lips aren't on it. Like, what is you spitting on ever do anything
I've
with me talking? Why is Bro licking?
Bro,
is what,
bro?
Bro's popsicle bro's licking?
Like, we're going to play ranked flex tonight, boys.
I am so EP.
I am
might
as well,
have a nap in between.
But I'm going to hit a monster.
I'm going out for dinner, and then I'm playing Devour.
Oh.
What is Devour?
It's a multiplayer horror game. Okay. And it's one that the boys play. And we wait for the maps to come out.
But someone doesn't like horror games because, they don't scare me enough.
Nah, these shits are scary.
That's you, Mitchell.
This is how this
pussy.
Conversation goes every time.
Yeah, I know.
You're just boring.
Have a change.
All you do is play League of Legends and CSGO.
That's just not true.
He actually plays the fruit game.
The fruit game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can't be touched for
you
that.
You have the same mental capacity of a toddler.
You also were addicted to the fruit
game. Wait, were you on FC Island as well?
Oh, okay, that's crazy to say.
We're taking an intermission after that one.
Which has been a better story this year, the Epstein one or the Diddy one?
I think...
easily the Diddy one, simply because he's closer to things I care about, because I don't give a fuck about Epstein and all his associates.
Okay, but you know what I think is tweaking? People framing Diddy as if he's good. Like, people framing Diddy as if like, oh, it's the Illuminati trying to get him, and it's a psyop and blah blah blah. They're actually tweaking out over the fact that there was a whole like, did you see the video of him just beating his missus in the elevator?
Yeah, running.
That's old shit too. That's been up for
exactly.
months.
Exactly, and people are still trying to defend him. Like,
yeah, you can't defend that.
And so it's like, I don't know, it's actually tweaking that people are like, no, it's the government.
The one we know.
We need to see the proof, it's the government. This guy killed Pac and Biggie and then proceeded to blow up Kid Cudi's car and then beat his wife.
Wait, did he kill Pac and Biggie? I thought it was a different guy.
No, he put the...
I thought it was a different guy.
And then there's the other guy cover up as well.
How do you... This guy has progressively, over the years, gotten away with shit. And then he's been taken down.
He's finally coming down. Yeah. What does Drake need to be doing to take down?
To be taken... I don't think Drake could ever be taken
down. I think it's too much of a...
One of his associates recently got taken down. Like someone close to him.
Yeah, you're going
to... fucking remember who.
Oh, well...
That was the headline.
Bro brings up stories without enough facts.
Okay, hold on. The headline said...
Yeah, all right, Herald's son. Fucking give me just the headline.
Bro's the Daily Mail.
It's like Drake's close associate taken down. Is the embassy safe? Bro's the bulletin.
Is the embassy safe?
Is the embassy safe?
Bro, the OVO embassy. It's on site.
Still crazy that's the cover for Not Like Us.
Another interesting topic.
Hey, bro, you can segue so much easier than what you
do. Hey, guys, who's going to win the AFL Grand Final?
Oh. It's Brisbane Lions. Brisbane Lions.
Simply because I don't want to watch the
And all because all because of Joe Danaher.
See, I think it's a...
McCluggage.
This guy's boiling beside me.
Yeah, I know. Give him the mic.
You already know how much I hate Danaher.
I know,
he
it's so awesome.
He gets dropped by the team that he went to with the father-son rule just because he was too much of a bitch to go after the ball. And now all of a sudden Brisbane does good. He just rides along with it.
No, but...
I fuck with McCluggage because of his fucked up last
night. I fuck with Isaac Heaney.
No, okay. So I understand where your mind's at, but...
Because he has the same name as you?
No, he's just one of the best in the league right now.
Yeah, that is true as well, yeah.
I think it's more of a team morale thing. To come back from... Like, the stat was in that semi-final game, whatever it was, prelim. They were down for 2 hours... Like they were losing for 2 hours, and then in the last 5 minutes they come back and win, and then the next game as well they beat a team by five points.
They clawed back again. It was Geelong, right?
It was Geelong. They got.
Was it last season? Or season before they got knocked out in the semi.
It was season before. Last season they had the grand final game. It was because I remember it was Brisbane Lions versus some other team, and then it was Brisbane Broncos versus Penrith, and they both choked and lost
in one year,
and it was like the worst year for Brisbane. And I mean, I don't think Ryan's going to give a shit about this, but Kevin Walters got fired. The Brisbane Broncos coach.
I did see that. Not even his fault.
I know.
Bro. Why did he get fired?
So, because the Broncos have had like the worst year of their life. Like they went from being in the grand final last year to 12th.
I still don't think that...
And it's not even his fault.
It was apparently a mutual agreement because he said he was spending so much time, he wasn't taking care of his family or whatever.
But then there's also, because the Broncos, after they lost that final, all the players have been like a downward spiral.
And then Adam Reynolds getting injured for like half the year. Yeah.
Hmm.
It was actually just a terrible time. And Reece Walsh
This won't fix their problem though.
No. You see Reece Walsh and Ezra Mam? You see what happened in Bali?
No.
Were they fucking?
They were having dinner.
I saw the picture of them in dinner.
Yeah. And apparently a fan just came up and like tried to take a photo with Reece Walsh.
Mm.
Didn't ask. Apparently Ezra Mam like took the phone off him.
That's so awesome.
He's like, hey. But apparently the guy never got his phone back.
That's even more awesome.
So okay. There's a whole thing of like the NRL's investigating them.
This comes back to that's more extreme than this. But you know the Chapel Rowan, I don't want to take photos with you if you're weird leave me alone if you're weird. And if I decline, you can't be like a jerk about it. Although like taking photos with celebrities and feel
yeah,
like
but
entitled
I
to
think,
do so.
I think everyone should take the Death Grips way of this. Like Death Grips will spit on you and like fucking kick the shit out of you if you try
yeah,
to
if
at all or if you if they don't fuck
no
with
no
you.
So the Death Grips are like in concert and people are like throwing their phones up and they just fucking yeet the phone like they don't give a fuck
yeah.
They will like they will
yeah, oh, that's yeah. Fair. Yeah that's fair to
I
do
like I think fair. And it's and a lot of like actors and shit get it right when it's like they're just like no fuck off like yeah. I feel like you're much yeah. better off telling someone to get fucked like in Chappell Roan's situation
hey, yeah. Bro's human don't just go up to them and be like photo
literally,
photo
and that'd yeah Reese Walsh as much of he's a fucking little bitch pussy ass motherfucker he doesn't deserve some rant
he should
at least be he's in Bali bro he's
yeah.
on holiday
it's
like,
just, they were, apparently they were just sitting there having dinner and the fan just came over and just put the phone
yeah,
in his face
yeah like
yeah that's fucked up
well yeah
there is a way to approach that and get your photo.
Yeah, there's a way to be like, maybe you wait a bit or you come and be like, oh, sorry to interrupt, is it okay if I get a photo?
Or you'd be cool, yeah.
And then if they say, oh, crackling, we're currently eating, just be like, oh, okay. And then maybe once they're done, like when they're
from.
Leaving, try to take a photo with them. We'll ask to take a photo.
Oh, I just pulled it out a little bit and it worked. No.
Yeah, it was just,
yeah.
Yep, we're all good.
We're chilling.
We're chilling. A little bit of, oh, fuck.
Okay,
but yeah.
Bye.
I can't wait to record vocals. I've been getting lots of positive reviews about the
what
music.
What about these vocals?
yeah, I can sing it. I can tell with that. That's a clean wave file.
Bro, I made a fucking Christmas tree.
Dude, all the laughs look like
that's
cool.
An American Christmas tree,
she
though.
She looks like
Loki.
A hi-hat when you laugh.
What about a whistle?
That was a fucking Lethal Company whistle. what game do you whistle in?
Breath of the Wild.
No, it's like a multiplayer cool. horror game. That's you know cool. what I'm talking about?
Oh,
were you there when playing the Backrooms game?
You no.
Whistle in that?
Every time I go to get on and play it, I'm like, there's not one spot full. Like,
yeah,
I'm
so
the last
we
man.
Played a new one with six players.
Yeah, I know. It was while I was taking a nap, you fuckers. You piece of shit fucking dog.
Hey, bro,
man,
don't nap.
Sleep schedule.
Just don't nap.
Yeah, my bad.
Up.
I got a fucking 9 to 5. Oh, I'm fucking tweaking, bro. I have to make this like, promotional video for work.
Yeah.
Like with footage. I gotta make TikToks. And I left the fucking USB with all the footage at work and I can't get back in there. So now and it's supposed to be done by Monday.
Ooh,
gulp.
That's fucking.
Although, like, I think I'll get away with it because it's like I can just do it all Monday after Oztag. Can I? Good luck. But,
like it's due Monday?
Well, it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be due before Wednesday because that's when we're doing our next thing.
It ain't going to take 2 days for them to moderate that and look at it and deliberate about it.
Oh, by deliberate, I turn to my boss who's in an office behind me and I say, is this good? And
yeah.
he watches it and he goes, yeah, that's cool. And then
yeah,
I post
you'll,
it.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Bro's social media rep.
It's me and some other, and another chick, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She does the filming and I do the editing. And then we work together, brainstorm the meme. I can hear that in that headset.
Damn.
Yeah, I'd imagine it.
That was
a ping pong
ball.
Yeah. Party was lit last night. I
yes.
lost. Oh, I was hitting back to backs in Rage Cage. It finally comes to my turn to not
give this guy the mic. Give this guy the mic.
The
what's he gonna say?
It's a full ass
straight up back shots.
Yeah, the back.
This
back
guy's downloading more. TikTok as we're sitting here.
This is so awesome.
What are we talking about?
This
guy's downloading TikTok.
He's turning into
yeah,
Corey.
Yeah, my shots were raw on the Rage Cage
at the
same
time.
There's one more cup left. It's the biggest one.
Yeah,
I just need to get it in once, and I. Flunk so many times back to back.
I know, I was watching that. No,
so
okay,
sad.
But what was so clean was, what was that, Tiger or whatever that
yeah,
was?
Yeah, Tiger.
Do you know what Tiger
yeah,
Tiger is?
Yeah, that's right, I was watching
so
that.
It's, I'll explain it to Truey. It's like you have a
King's Cup.
A whole jug,
that
like a 1 liter jug and everyone puts their hands on it or a finger on it. And we start with you. We go like 1, 2, 3, and then you have to say a number of how many fingers you think are going to be left on it. And then so everyone has the opportunity
well,
to lift their finger
or
leave
it.
Like they can just
and
do whatever.
If you get the number right, you are free.
But the stipulation, you can't cheer. You can't like celebrate.
Pop off.
Yeah.
If you pop off, you're back in.
Which I thought was a simple rule, but a lot of people.
No,
a lot
but
of
it is very hard because it was me,
oh,
Mitchell,
yeah,
and Tom, last three. And we're sitting there, and then Mitchell's like, 3, 2, 1, 2 or whatever, and me and Tom don't move, and Mitchell lifts his hand up and he just walks away like all stone cold
Dude,
Steve Austin.
Mind
bro.
You, people yeah. would, the first person who got the number right, the first three people who got the number
would
right
cheer.
Were cheering,
cheer.
And it's like, you're not even in the like high stakes part of
yeah,
this
game. Yeah, literally. But, and then so it's me and Tom, and then I'm next after Mitchell. And so I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, and it's a 50-50, because either I say zero or one.
Or two.
Yeah.
Or two, I guess, but I'm always going to move my finger off that shit. I ain't going to lie. And then so I was like, one, and I lift my finger up, and Tom just leaving his finger there, and he just looks in sorrow, bro. He looks,
mind you, because he had to drink it. He had to finish this whole 1 liter jug.
Yeah, he wanted us to play this game.
Also,
as well.
He was driving, so then he was like, before chugging, he was like pointing at Ben. I'm going, you're taking me home.
Yeah.
And Ben has been drinking all night.
But, and so I lift his finger off and I'm like, oh, I'm fucking free. But then like you have the realization, you can't celebrate, bro. Yeah. I just sit there.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
That was cool and all, but.
Tom tanked it.
Tom tanked it.
He did, well, he vomited.
Well, and he was 15 minutes later.
Okay, yeah, he was, it took 10. Him a while to vomit.
Yeah, it took a bit.
Say like 5 minutes.
Yeah, because he went out like, I mean, once he finished it, he immediately went out, but he's like, oh, I didn't throw up. And then he's just standing there next to the fence. And then he just goes, he like looks at the fence and he just starts pulling. And as he's pulling on the fence, he vomits on the fence.
Like not a lot, just a little.
Yeah, yeah.
It was very funny.
There was a full can of margarita mix in there. There was a full carton dry in there. There was a lot of mixed sugary ass drinks in there. It honestly would have just been.
I wonder how he was today.
Like he tanked it.
He was so fine today. I saw him at uni.
Really?
Well, he did vomit it all out.
Yeah, I guess he
but
did.
But he tanked, like he very much just chugged the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was very. Shit, but it wasn't yeah, like but that's I think that's allowable. Yeah, I think
it's because he was hitting it from
like,
the spout.
It's like if you're drinking a yard glass, if you're sculling it, I think you can just spill yard glass. Because that's what happened to me. Someone, it was one of the Taylor twins when I was having the yard glass, was tilting the back of it. They kept on just bumping it to fuck with me. And it just started going down the back of my shirt. Like along my neck and down the back.
You need to be in perfect control in the yard glass.
But I think funnel, if you spill that shit, you're a fucking gremlin.
Yeah, because funnel, you just get that down.
Yeah, literally. That was a shot at Miles. When bro, was that yours?
And then I had it at the end and I was in a different world. Then we played Beer Kart. We played Beer Kart a couple
of
years ago.
Oh, yes, we played Beer Kart. I won every game.
He did. He won every single game.
And then in the last game, I had a glass that was half Jack Daniels and Coke, equal parts.
Yeah, you were
tweaking.
And it
was big. And I have never felt the feeling of death on my face before like I did in that moment when I chugged that shit in like 2 seconds. It was just like, it was like, I don't know how to describe it. It was like the sun, but the moon on my face beating on it. And it was, ugh.
Wait, it was Pokemon Sun and Moon on your face?
Yes, effectively.
And while you guys were doing that, I was out in the middle of bumfuck.
Yeah.
We were at the races.
How was the races?
Oh, it was spectacular. We had a bottle of tequila, a third of the bottle, a whole lime, and the rest just soda. We were just walking around.
Administering medicine?
That is gremlin behavior.
Yeah, we just finished it off. We finished
That is what I would imagine the bank tellers from Harry Potter would do, on their time off.
Yeah, we finished that off. Then
the shift?
Yeah, no, like off the shift, like they go home and they just pull out a bottle of tequila and a full lime and they just walk around like Truey.
Then we're on the rum later in the night as well after the vodka and beer. We're on for young and old that night.
Hell no.
What was that?
We were deliberating on whether to bring up brother beating activities.
The W crash out. The highest tier list of crash out.
Where's my hug at and where my keys at?
It's easily SS plus tier crash out.
This is greater than a Mafu crash out.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, we can just talk about that. I don't know. I haven't heard about this.
Mafu got rage baited.
Normally when we play League and we bully our shit friends.
They're just yelling out, it ain't that deep, man. It ain't that deep.
Truey incited the most violence by saying the least amount of words. Like, if you had a
was he
hitting
like
words,
OKs and shit like Ramis? Okay.
No. True. The words to like ignition ratio was like he would just be like Matthew's like, oh, True's got this amount of deaths and True just goes, yeah, but you're bad. And then Matthew just starts freaking out.
Yeah.
Like it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need some context.
I did feel a bit bad because it sounded like he was gonna cry.
Matthew plays League of Legends.
Okay, so Matthew plays League of Legends. He's
playing a little bit poorly. No, I mean in general.
In general, he plays good in some occasions, and then he plays terribly.
When it's just Matthew and I playing together, we're fine.
I don't think that's it. It's the start. You know how like you have to warm up for games? He's the inverse. He gets colder the more he plays.
Right, yes.
Because by the end of
he'll
like,
also
pick third,
horrible picks
game.
Like Ezreal and Vayne support.
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is when he plays with more people, he just gets performance anxiety.
That is
part of it. And if you bully him, he will also troll harder to...
Exactly.
Well, what's also important to point out, everyone gets bullied playing League of Legends.
Oh, 100%.
Everyone copies it. Like, it's not just all at him.
Some people
like,
dish it out more
I
than
I had a crash
do,
out the week before at Riley. I was crashing out at Riley. I would just say, I'm not playing with this cunt anymore, and I left.
At Riley.
To me, and I was just giggling. It was
giggle
central.
If I remember
correctly,
Riley did the same thing about a week or so ago.
I did. I crashed out at only Matthew, though. And
oh, you left the game.
I left.
It was his
and
last
David,
game.
And David sat there and he's like, he actually left.
Yeah. So it wasn't even like, it wasn't even.
His parents had just driven away.
Yeah,
they
yeah. It was.
Left.
It was more of that I wasn't even wanting to feel that game. Like I said to the missus, I was like, oh, I'll come and hang out with you. And then they were like, they encouraged me to get on for that last game. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like one more game type beat.
One more game type beat.
And then
we've been up till 2 to 3 a.m. doing that shit.
Exactly. So
it's
I
like
did that.
You say to an alcoholic, do you want one more beer? Yeah.
But it's like, imagine someone says, do you want one more beer? And then they give you water. Like that's how it felt. It was like one more game, and then Matthew just does the work, and I was like, "Nah, I can't. I just gave up, and I just went to bed."
The interesting thing is, when Matthew gets trolled, he just like turtle shells and just trolls harder. When
so
he gets
that's what normally happens. But Matthew's playing like a scale. He's playing Vigar. He's playing a scaling champion, and Josh and I were trying to tell him to do certain things. It'd be like, "Oh, bro, don't cage straight away." Blah blah blah, and then I firmly believe he started it, and he turned to True and went. No, but True is trolling. He's got 4 deaths or whatever. And
is True laying support?
No, he's ADC. Okay. But, oh, and True only had 1 kill. He had 0 kills or whatever. Okay. So that's why Matthew's like, oh, he's trolling. And then so me and Josh, like, instantaneously go, Matthew, you're 3-10. Like, you are dog shit. Like, we just start grilling him. And then True jumps on it.
That.
And then at the end of the game, it was just absolute
crash.
That's
a worse ratio.
It was just like...
I think it was a valid crash out. Like if I was in Matthew's shoes, I probably would have crashed out.
Oh, 100%.
Out. But I think anyone would crash out, but yeah, it was very funny.
But I think it was funny because Matthew never crashes out. He always keeps
the
bit going.
The
Yeah. He keeps the bit going. So it was good.
It was very funny.
It was
to
refreshing
see it.
To see him crash out.
To see him crash out.
It was.
But yeah, we're still friends.
Who was
but
he
it's
versing
very funny.
On Vigar?
First game.
For to be 3-10.
First game, I can't remember. Second game, it was Ezreal. Zerath, and he fucking even had
no. Then he played Zerath again. He versed him again.
I don't think it was no because it was Zerath support.
I'm pretty sure Zerath is bad into Vigar.
No, it is, but he don't. I don't know.
Okay.
It's rock paper. Let him speak for himself when he's here.
Bro ripped a rock against scissors and still lost. Is what you're telling me.
He was coughing. Baby and nuclear warhead, and he was the warhead and still lost. The coughing baby beat him. Yeah. Speaking of crash outs, though, OzTag crash out.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah. he knew it was coming.
So, I was told yesterday, I picked up Riley to go to this party, and Riley's like,
life
I'm going to lube the conversation for you. He's like, he said, Mitchell, I think, has had the worst game of OzTag that is humanly possible. And I'm like, what is like, nah, Mitchell will tell you. And then I go to the party, I'm like, hey, Mitchell, how's your podcast? How's your, party's like, I'm going to tell you on the podcast.
Yeah, I was effectively like, I don't want to fucking talk about it. Shut up.
Yeah, wait. I'll give Truey the mic. I'm going to go piss. You tell them your
side
of the story.
I'll tell you my perspective first. First of all, these errors did not lead to enemy tries.
Enemy tries?
Yeah, like the ops did not score off of me fumbling. I just got deeply embarrassed.
Yeah.
So the first one, they get to the last of the set, and they have to kick. This guy kicks it directly at me, and it is spinning like Sonic the Hedgehog really fast in a perfectly straight line towards me.
Yeah.
And it's bouncing, and then it does like this big bounce into the air, and I'm just like, oh, that's going to go over me. And I kind of duck a little. I don't know why. And it hits me in the square behind my neck on my back. And then it goes out, and then they get the ball like 10 from our line.
Yeah.
They didn't score, I'm pretty sure. But it was also just like, I should have caught it.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was going to bounce again really high and it just came down on me. I'm pretty sure to the sideline it looked like I headed it. Because immediately after in the chat, Riley was like, good game, guys. Are we enrolling Mitchell in soccer?
Yeah, and so it's centre back just heading every ball he sees.
And I just replied, yeah, I'm Maradona. But
yeah.
And then the really bad
Merci.
One was, it Merci. Was our turn to do a fifth and last kick. And someone plays the ball. I can't remember who it was. And I'm not going to point fingers. I can remember who it was. They roll the ball and it doesn't move. Like they just tap it and like walk away.
Yeah.
So I have to move forward like an extra meter, meter half. to get this ball. I grab it, and Declan is like doing this. He's like, do it, kick it, do it, kick
it.
So I go extra forward, and I like pick it up and twist. And as I'm twisting, I just like kick it as my body is twisting, and I hook my foot. And it goes not square, not towards the try line. It goes 45 degrees backwards.
Oh, Jesus.
And it was also so, you're not allowed to kick the ball above the ref's shoulders. It was just in the air. So he's like, someone ran to chase it, and they're like, we're not playing that on. That went over the shoulders. Take it back, like, over here. And I was just like, I went straight off the field, and I didn't go back on for the rest of the game because I was in the second half. And I was just like, I'm done. I'm pissed.
Yeah, no, I've had some absolute foul ones in rugby. Like, I've had standing at last man's feet to defend. This guy ran at me, stepped to the side. I stepped with him, went back. My ankles just broke. He scored a try.
Was that at sevens?
No, this was just saying, this was in the UK.
Okay.
And I just remember it clear as day. Yep. Ankles broken. I've had times when the ball's been kicked. It's been kickoff. I've been under the ball perfectly. No pressure on me. And I've just fumbled the ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the worst one.
I've also done
that. I sit there and it's like, it's during finals. So you just got a crowd watching you. And you just hear everyone go, oh. And then I'm there like, oh, I want to kill
myself.
I've
also done really cool things. I've caught the ball full extension hands on the run on a kickoff. That felt pretty cool.
Yeah.
But
never looks cool though.
No, but when Mitchell catches, it is entirely full extension. It's a very weird way to catch.
Not
but
on
he makes
passes.
It work.
I always catch passes on my tummy.
But kicks, he like, and then brings it towards.
It's like AFL to me, but only the one kind they teach you out of the three in Oztag.
So going from my perspective of Mitchell's mistakes,
I started with the soccer one.
Oh, you started with the soccer one.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I said both of them already.
You mean all three?
Okay, the third one doesn't.
Wait, what was the third one?
One of
so
them?
I'm playing. Julian's playing the ball in front of me, and I pick it up, and I go, "Fuck, this is wet."
Oh, like, this is the one I
literally
said.
Went. This I literally verbally went. This ball is slippery, and I throw it to like Declan or some shit.
Yeah.
Declan then cuts in front of me, and then goes to give it to Mitchell. Mitchell just fucking drops the ball instantaneously.
It goes,
and then he goes, "Wow, that's wet."
I didn't hear you say
hey,
it was wet, to be fair.
Hey, buddy,
and
I fucking
it, like,
warned you.
It not just dropped, it hit like a water slide through my hands and arms down my belly. And I was just like, bro threw slime ball at me.
It was, but the
this was after like the best player on their team, this bald guy with crazy pants. I was calling
it's
him
like Matthew
crazy
in 20
pants.
Years, bro.
He like gets the ball and like first error he makes all game, he just like falls over the ground and vomits all over himself. Metaphorically.
With water, okay. It's not,
and he's just like basically rolled around in it. And I'm just like, damn, bro. I get the ball right after him and it's like, what did you do? He put membrane on it. It was fucking crazy.
Ball was wet.
No, but so fucking it's fifth and last. And I go to fullback because in Oztag you can kick on fifth. And everyone, you pretty much have to kick on fifth. There's no point in not. And so I go back to fullback and I'm waiting for this kick. And I'm in the dead center of the field. I watch it zoom left in our line. And then it bounces. It just goes straight up. I'm like, oh, this shit's tweaking. What the hell? And then Mitchell's underneath
really
it. Mitchell's underneath it. I go, this is really awesome. We should catch and run. But in my brain, Mitchell's going to miss it because Mitchell in past has caught the ball and then thrown it backwards when he can't like... When you know you're not going to catch it.
Yeah, when there's two... Yeah, just knock it backwards
exactly.
So he doesn't knock it on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I go to run behind Mitchell. I look back at him. He's kneeling to praise Allah for no reason.
Wait,
and the ball hits him in the head and it goes backwards and it just goes flying towards me.
Straight out, like a ruler length from the sideline.
And literally, and in my head, I'm like, oh, I can still catch this. No, it goes flying in the air and it goes out. And then the ref's like...
It did in fact hit the back.
And the ref gives him so much... Hey, you know you can use your hands. That's what the ref said, bro.
This ref is an associate of Will's. He knows Will, and he was
absolutely
looking for
tweaking.
Will.
So,
and he's a teacher.
So the ball was going down here, and Mitch went on the ground. He's like, "I praise the Lord. I take what's mine, and I take some more."
Exactly, and he took our full set of six. That's what he took. He took our full set of six.
They still didn't score. They didn't score that one.
They probably didn't, but
that's still yeah.
No,
then,
I know.
And then we're at you told him we're at the try line. Tom makes a break. We're at the try line. Tom obviously goes back, whatever.
Yeah.
And then plays the ball. The ball gets passed to Mitchell. It's fifth and last.
I was dummy half.
Oh, he was dummy half.
Yeah.
And instead of passing it... No, it wasn't fifth and last. It was fourth,
I think.
It was
fifth.
Oh, it was?
No, it was.
It was fifth. And instead of passing it to me, I'm standing there. I'm like, hey, bro, pass it to me.
Yep.
Or cutout ball, do a truie and just yeet it, right? That would be perfect.
Yeah.
No, he just turns, faces our team and just fucking boots it.
Oh.
And it just goes straight backwards. It didn't even register. It was so stupid in my brain that I didn't even register it went above our shoulders.
Yeah, you kind of just like, oh.
I was like, I think that's illegal. Like, regardless if it's above the shoulders, it feels wrong. You should just be passing it to your teammates, not kicking it. And so it was...
Okay, Declan was calling for a kick, and I was like, I'm a dummy half, but I'll do it anyway.
Right. Like, just straight from dummy half, just
But like, kick it forward, sure. Because,
I swear I was trying to kick it forward.
I'm pretty sure every other fifth kick, our team had kicked it above the head. Like, forward, obviously, but above the head.
Yeah.
And I was trying to kick it forward, I swear.
Hey, this guy wanted to make a difference.
My body was hitting angles that it never hit before, and it just flew that way.
You were not warmed up for the game.
No, but he should have been because he had the men's game. And in that men's game, granted, it was only one mistake for Mitchell. He had a great game otherwise. I
have caught grubbers before too.
No
last
one,
season.
Okay.
No, you said like in the past you will hit it backwards. I have caught grubbers before.
No, 100%. I was saying when you know, I'm saying that's a pro to you is when you know you're not going to catch it, you throw it backwards. What is Mo tweaking about?
Mustafa the Lion over here. He was roaring.
I was yawning and trying to get it on the mic.
We're playing our men's team and I watched the pass go and this chick, I know it's men's team, but this chick drops the ball. I zoom between the two and I pick up this fucking thing, but I'm like a Looney Tune character. Like my legs are stationary or like are moving, but I'm stationary. Like I can't catch my own feet, if that makes sense. And so I'm running very slowly. And then I see this chick in the corner of my eye, like tracking me down. And so I start running faster. But the field we're on just has so many potholes and it's so disgusting. And so my ankle hits a divot. And you know when you know you're going to fall, but you can't stop yourself? I'm in that motion for like 3 seconds. I'm just constantly going forward and falling. Why are these two joking there? Oh, I can't smell that shit.
He was moving his head closer to the cloud and he was just huffing.
Bro's puffing on Zooties. Oh, Zooties got it.
Suffice to say, I have hit my protein macro.
Everyone's a little bit slumped this episode. It's very funny because I just heard someone's just. Mitchell was just like half asleep, like laying on the couch before.
I was trying to hit like a yawn and I ended up farting. I have had. In the upper echelon of the protein macro today. I've had like 160
I'm also
grams.
Incredibly hungry preparing myself for this dinner.
That's based. I'm Where also hungry. I got a meatball sub
I'm
in the
going
fridge.
To Korean hot pot.
Ooh. Oh, that's based.
Yeah.
Starve yourself, eat more food.
I just don't like the drive there, man. I hate driving into the city.
Hey, that's where I live.
In the city?
Yeah, pretty close to it.
Not that close.
Literally like 5 minutes away from it.
Not 5 minutes.
From Korean hot pot, 100%.
Mama
Let's
Mia.
Look at this right now. I'm pulling
pull
up.
It up.
What do you want?
Well, anyway, I don't know. The
he's saying he's within 5 minutes of
my house.
Of his.
He
of
is. Korean,
yeah. Thank you. Boom.
I'm within
Boom
10 minutes of the city and he's halfway there.
Halfway there. Anyway, I'm fucking falling forward for 3 seconds and then I just finally eat shit and die and I've scraped my leg like
Mind
my
you,
knee
it's
is
still there. His knee
up.
Is still fucked up. It is because there's a big dusty divot in the middle of the field from kickoffs.
Huh. 8 minutes.
Oh.
Fuck you.
Someone tweak. Yeah, but that's not speeding. You're not a Fast and Furious Vin Diesel family like me.
Yeah, bro lives near the speeding street with like no bumps. It's a big
You're
straight
You're
that
line. Close to there?
Yeah.
Anyway, go on.
I guess that makes sense.
Wait, does this just loop back to me somehow?
Yeah, because I fucking eat shit and die. Yeah. Like I just absolutely eat shit. And it was so bad to the point that when I get back up, I'm facing our defense or attacking line. Yeah. And so I was like so disorientated and I'm getting yelled at to play the ball. So I do a 180, I play the ball and I'm like exhausted because I like just ate shit and was running. These guys aren't even fucking
You're
listening.
8 minutes as well. Troy's 8 minutes. I'm looking how close everyone is to this place.
Hey pal, I'm telling a story here. You
What's
absolute
mine?
Tweaker.
Sorry.
It's going to be like 22
I'm
minutes.
14 minutes.
Oh,
I swear I'm 10. I'll get to the city in 10 when I have to drop my sister off.
Yeah.
Let's not forget, when there's a will, there's a way.
Dude, I have a great... Oh, fucking...
Ain't no fucking way you just said that.
I have a great story about that. We'll move on.
So I eat shit and die, and I play the ball, and I've just run half... generously a third of the field, I would say.
Yeah, you ran a halfway from like 10 or 20.
Yeah. So I've run a third of the field, and I've eaten shit, and I've gotten... I've played the ball, and I'm exhausted. I look to my right. Our dummy half passes the ball to Mitchell. Hey, guess what happens? Bro has a juggling act in the middle of it and passes it into her hands. And
oh, yeah,
she,
I delivered it straight into someone's chest.
No doubt is while she's running to tag him, she gets the ball
was
in her hands, so she's
play?
In speed.
Wait,
yeah.
Was this that play? Oh, okay.
And then she's in speed and she takes off. I then have to fucking wild puff chase her. I have to
chase.
Fucking chase this motherfucker. No, because I could have if I dived, but because I just ate shit, I was too afraid to dive.
Yeah, no, okay.
You know
fair
what
enough.
I mean? Like, I was
fair
just,
enough.
And I'm, so I'm like right there, my hands right there. I'm like, if I die,
yeah,
I grab it. But
yeah,
I just,
there is
a
reason why I
juggled
it into this person's chest. I had to catch the ball as it was coming to the right, and I had to hard drive left to hit a hole and score a try. Well, there was a gap, and I was already thinking about the hard drive left that I had already considered the ball caught before I caught it. So I wasn't thinking about catching it. So I was like mid drive, and I fumbled it forward because I wasn't paying attention.
You know, this is a hard drive on a par 8.
Oh, what the fuck?
On a pie?
Par 8.
Oh, on a par 8.
That's a golfing joke. Hey, yeah. I want to see you.
Say his last name.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Three
Pete. So well, 11.
Three
Pete.
Three Pete.
Yeah. Three Pete.
Like the Penrith.
All right, quick. Real quick. We're going to go person to person, starting with you. Album of the year.
Oh, nah.
Well, I didn't think you meant to do
of
that.
The year.
Album of the year so far for you. Genre, anything. Doesn't matter.
I think I've said this before.
Well, we're closer to the end of the year.
It's going to be personal.
So, what, so what's yours? What's your album of the year?
He touched me with my foot. So
I didn't mean to.
Brother, just say it.
I think
came out this year, you mean?
Yeah, like this year. Yeah. Not in the last year, like 2024. Yeah.
I think it's a hard tie between the JPEG Mafia album and the Blue Lips with Schoolboy Q.
Yeah. Mine is a... it's not a tie. So there's Schoolboy Q is very close, but it's, I think it's American Dream.
Oh, 21. Yeah, that's based. That's,
and that's really good.
I forgot that came out at the start.
What about you,
year.
Troy?
Yeah, look, I've got American Dreams obviously up there, but...
Wait, does Guts Deluxe count?
Guts Deluxe, yes. F1 Trillion.
F1 Trillion
Radical
is crazy.
Radical Optimism.
Ball. Who sings that?
Dua Lipa. That's the one we're going to for the tour.
Is that out?
Yeah, it's the one with the shark. It has Houdini on it.
And then I still kind of fuck with Might Delete Later.
Training Season?
I haven't seen
Might
that.
Might Delete Later is hard.
What'd you say?
I still fuck with Might Delete Later.
I do as well. I was actually talking to Miles about
and
how we still bump it.
The Big Sean one that came out like a week or so ago.
Yeah.
That's
that,
pretty good.
That was a cute bonding moment for me and Troy when he took me home. And he gave me his phone to put music on. And I looked at his like songs and there was the Big Sean. And I was like, damn, bro. That... I didn't even put you on this shit. You put yourself on this. That's hard.
And Mustard had some good stuff on Faith as well. Faith and Mustard Seed.
Yeah, I think the lows were low though. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Pressured up. Oh fuck! What was like the second, third song were good.
I think Parking Lot has grown on me, but I don't know how I feel about it. Yeah. 5 a.m. in the parking lot. Get harder than the Scott LaRock. What?
Was it took me soft, but I'm hardly not? What's that?
Yeah, it's something, I don't know. Hard as a Scott LaRock.
And we've both all just seen we passed over, buddy. We don't trust you and still don't trust
we
you.
We still don't. Yeah. I don't know. They were good. I think the first one
they
is
still
the
hold
better
up
album.
For me. They both still hold up for me.
I can't remember the last time I listened to a song off the second album.
No, that's exactly.
Album,
oh, I think
like, everyone's forgotten about it.
Beat It, I listened to.
Beat
like,
It, Jealous.
I re-listened to it recently and I'm like, yeah, this is really good.
It is.
The second
it
album.
It holds up. Second album holds up. I can agree.
I think
they've gotten better over time.
I think it just got overshadowed though with everything else.
Yeah,
at the same time.
The shit that was happening. Yeah.
I think. Wait, what about Mitchell? Your album of the year?
It is very close between like a few of them, but it's between like Why Lord.
Oh yes.
Anderson Park and Knowledge.
I think that's just underneath.
And the Peggy album.
Forgot about that album.
It's
fuck.
It's the Peggy album of that one. It's the two black and white.
Yeah,
Why
Lord's really good.
Mm. But
not Vultures too.
I still think
Peggy. Not Vultures 2 is crazy.
Wait, not the Baby mixtape that just came out?
I haven't heard it yet. I've heard the first like
Dua Lipa with the Baby. Pop Star.
But there's so many. The Denzel Curry album.
Today.
Hmm?
Then also Timeless.
Well, I was going to say, what do you think is the best single, like a singular song this year? Like personally.
Oh, and it doesn't have to be a single release.
No, it just like song off an album. I forgot what I was going to say. I was going to say one and then... I completely forgot.
Yeah, that's a toughie, bro.
I would almost say 616 in LA.
That's cooked. That's out of all the
Mike Zombie.
The songs
that song's about Mike Zombie.
Shit.
Have
I
you seen
know.
That TikTok? About like who the mole from OVO was?
You are so geeked right now. You are so
geeked.
It
might be Dead at the Honky Tonk for me.
Oh.
Just my favorite song.
That's actually, let me look at my like songs to pull it up. Oh, I do think Kodak, not Kodak, fuck me. Don Toliver's album is a close as well.
Don Toliver's album's close.
Oh, yeah.
The Larry June one is going up in the rankings, doing it for me.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. The first song off of Future's new mixtape Pluto, is Teflon Don.
Teflon
that
Don.
That yeah, has grown good. Really quickly.
I need to listen
I forgot
to that
about
one
that album. Shit.
That might be my song of the year so far, because that shit is hard
EP.
As fuck.
That's an EP, isn't it?
I think my it'd either be Daydreaming off of the Wylord album, or I'm Either On or Off the Drugs off of Lay Down My Life
for You.
Or Sked.
I was going to say.
Sked is really
good. I think, but Sked is only, in my opinion, Sked is only really good because of Lunatic Interlude.
It's an interlude.
No, but I'm saying it builds into Sked so beautiful.
But you could almost see it as part of the song if it's an interlude, but then that breaks your rule of it being one song. Right?
Yeah, exactly, idiot. Wishlist is probably the best song off that album, though, I do think.
It's Macaulay Culkin for me.
You know what, actually? It's Glock, bro. Glock by Don Toliver. That's
yeah.
That's the song
okay,
of the year.
Yeah,
song
really
of the year.
Good.
Carl forgot about it. I queued it up in the car yesterday, and he was like, Glock! And I was like, fuck yeah, bro. The chicks in the background just being like, shoot, 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 the whole time.
Oh, my Glock, when
oh,
I'm
shit.
In the club.
That's the time.
Wait, we're going to get Chewie's song of the year. One song the whole year, and you can't say timeless, you fucking freak.
It's been out for literally 6.5 hours.
yeah, but I also heard it when it was part of Brazil. Like I was.
Bro was in Brazil.
Oh, 3.5 hours, my bad.
Bro was in Brazil.
That's in
Rio de Janeiro.
I've honestly been spending too much time fucking with old J. Cole to remember what he
that's so
came
based.
Out this year.
Actually, I do remember Truey telling me how he loves the
Cole
old
world.
Yeah.
I listened to
Forest Hills Drives and
recommendations
yeah.
as well.
Friday Night Lights.
I also listened to that Future Nostalgia album. That was also good. I was really late to the party on that one, but it was
what's
good.
What's Future Nostalgia?
Dua Lipa. It's the one where she's in the car.
Oh. I was thinking of Nostalgia with Future and...
Yeah, I was thinking... Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And...
is that just a song?
Pusha T, I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Nostalgia. That's with Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, no. Yeah, but that album, there's a song... Fuck, what's the song? There's Pusha T
My Name Is My Name.
Future song.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the Barcode album. My Name Is My Name.
What's your song, you little freak?
Mr. Me Too by Clips featuring Pharrell Williams. That's old as hell, by the way.
I can't even fucking think of one.
Yeah, just pull up your like songs and then scroll. That's what I did. And then I saw Glock. Oh, my Glock.
Yeah, the problem is mine's not all new stuff. I got fucking all kinds of random shit in here. I got stuff from American Heartbreak, stuff from Section 80.
That's based.
That is based. You know this guy knows all the rigor mortis lyrics?
I do know that. I do know. All
yeah,
the,
can you
hey
blame
guys,
him?
I know all the rigor mortis lyrics. I played Ronald Reagan Era for Carl and Jalen, and they had no idea what the song was.
Who's that by again?
Kendrick Lamar.
Oh my god, I'm about to freak on your dick. That was crazy.
That's gotta be bait.
No, it has to be bait. I don't think it was though.
Quack, quack, quack.
Ducks don't take bait.
Quack, quack, quack. Dude, I
might actually just say fucking Hijack because
I thought you
hijack.
Were. That's
yeah,
that's
yeah.
the one I thought you were gonna say.
I fuck with
this
Hijack.
I
do think Hijack is better than Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Is the
Taylor
new,
Swift
is,
video is the most fucking
it's
random
a great
thing
video.
I've ever seen.
It's like
I
dated
love
memes
it.
Because it was from like 3 years ago too.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it was filmed in Ukraine right before the war or right after. It was in like.
It was
2021.
Definitely before the
yeah,
war.
Yeah, it's not after the war because it's still going.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, 2021 in Ukraine.
Wait, war. War never changes.
War never. Missiles so
and that's,
close
and that's
you
where
can
you're
read
gonna
their
end
model
it.
And
that's
make.
That's where you can end it. Wait, you're saying. You gotta finish your drink.
My bad. I've been nursing it. Ryan, you got anything to say before we leave?
Oh,
stay
my
safe.
God.
Pray to God. Believe
praise
in the
Lord.
Holy Trinity.
And when in doubt, crash out.
Yeah. Sometimes all you need to do is crash out.
As
it
long
actually
as it's
does
a,
help.
As long as it's
yeah.
a W,
I've already
crash
crashed
out
this week, so don't worry. But yeah, you do. I think a crash out is always needed, just to, and then you once you crash out, you're like, it's not that serious.
It's like a mental health
yeah.
break.
It resets.
Yeah,
and you also have a great sleep.
It's like an
that
echo
night
alt,
once
bro.
once
it's
you crash out.
Alt.
once the sleep I had after that, and I was wonderful. Yeah,
if you would like these four player episodes to be better, get in touch with us on primemeetspod@gmail.com and we can talk about sponsorship.
Yeah.
We need a fourth microphone. So we don't have to be sharing them.
Raw!
Raw!